This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out a pre-dawn missile strike inside Iran on Friday local time, U.S. media reported, citing unnamed U.S. officials. The initial reports by networks ABC, CBS, and NPR did not specify the location or target of the apparent missile strike. The AP's Ben Thomas reports that Iranian media are reporting explosions across the country.
Iran has fired air defense batteries across several provinces after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan. That word from the state-run news agency. One government official suggests sites may have been targeted by drones. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Iran also grounded commercial flights in Tehran and across areas of its western and central regions. The reports come amid high tensions following Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack on Israel. Isfahan is home to a major airbase for Iran's military, as well as sites associated with its nuclear program. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States has vetoed a widely backed UN resolution that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for a state of Palestine. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The vote in the 15-member UN Security Council was 12 in favor, the United States opposed, and two abstentions. It was the second Palestinian attempt for full membership. The resolution would have recommended that the UN General Assembly, where there are no vetoes, approve Palestine becoming the 194th member of the United Nations. Some 140 countries have already recognized a state of Palestine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Google has fired 28 employees following a protest over technology the internet company is supplying the Israeli government amid the Gaza war. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is